We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, guys, welcome to Hot Rods and Happy. This is Rob Pitts in the studio. Of course, as always, we have our Hot Rod and Happy couple, Smitty and Breezy.
Hey, hey, hey.
What up, y'all?
And then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours financial analyst / numbers guru, the professor himself, Richard Hoskins.
What's going on to our friends in Maggie Valley, North Carolina, where we were this weekend? We actually did make some friends.
Exactly. It was a good time.
Really, really
cool. This past weekend.
Yeah, this past weekend, correct. And beautiful 68 C10.
Do you realize, Professor, we're talking to the future right now?
I know, man. It's crazy.
This will trip you out.
Yeah, that's...
It's getting all Matrix right now.
Duck.
And then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours legal counsel / all-around cool car guy, Cubby Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
You ain't got to tear the place down. Goodness gracious.
This crazy chair.
That's why we can't have nice things right there. I'm telling you.
That's why we're stuck in this studio.
You're going to be sitting Indian style next week. You're going to lose chair privileges.
Probably so.
Have you ever lost chair privileges? That's bad. When you have to sit on the floor. Anyway, so I think this week, that is so gross. Y'all can't see that.
They wasn't supposed to either. Not visually.
You know,
in
this
your
is,
mind or anything.
This is my thing, you know. There's nothing wrong with bringing your better half or your friend gal in the studio. That's great. Lord knows I've been down that road before. But you don't see me trying to, like, get some PDA on in front of them, like, really?
That's we are the Hot Rod and Happy Couple. We have to be happy and kiss. Mwah.
Gross. Gag me with a spoon.
Do you want me to kiss you on the cheek? I'll kiss you.
Jack
no.
Patrick's about to throw up his dog food.
I see one of those lips of Ben. Nope, I'll take a pass. Nope. I got to give you a hard time about it. I mean, Lord knows I'm not going to say that either because that'll get me in trouble. But you know what I'm saying. Like you know, that's it's gross. Yeah, that's it. No of that stuff. This is like a manly... Like, Bree, I love you. You're like my sister. So that's how we work. But this is kind of like the He-Man Woman Haters Club, except Bree.
Except Bree.
You know what I mean? Like, this is the boys' club.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you get, like, special privilege because, like, you're my sis. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just saying, don't push it.
Hey, she just worked you a deal that worked out in our favor to be, like, the lifetime deal.
Yeah. The deal of a lifetime.
That I should be kissing you on the cheek for.
I'm telling you.
See, I bring love and affection everywhere.
Y'all all stop that.
And then Richard comes in, which really scares me. He's like the authority figure. Hey, y'all stop that. When the professor is saying stop it, that's bad.
No, the professor was saying stop it so he could get out his camera and record.
Yeah. Well, all right, this is getting weird.
Yeah, me and Richard are fixing to exit the room.
Yeah. I'm telling you. Take me with you. But... You know what? Speaking of getting weird, mini truck shows. The Southeast Mini Nats was a lot of fun, though. And this was the professor's first time at Mini Nats. And then Kobe wasn't there. Kobe, you need to tell us about your show now, because y'all had some good stuff going on.
Yeah, we had a great show. We raised somewhere right around $4,000 in cash for the homeless and for the food pantry, and we raised a whole big box truck full of food.
How about that barbecue we cooked?
We cooked.
You cooked.
Yeah, we...
We cooked. We cooked. You know, you
about
cooked.
About 440 pounds worth, and the only thing we had left was a to-go box out of all that.
And you didn't bring it with you?
No, it got eaten.
It got eaten.
Eaten. It got eaten.
That's TR talk.
That's
right
when
there.
You get excited.
It got eaten.
It's pretty bad that you were born and raised in Florida, and just a few years in TR has done that to you.
You're probably...
You know, like, right. like you see somebody that comes over from London and they've been here for 20 years, they still talk like Austin Powers. You come from Florida to TR, and in 2 years, they got you just bashed.
Yeah, we're talking about Aiton and Ewens.
And Ewens, I'm telling you. Like, I'm just saying. See, look at Richard, he's smiling.
I've got an uncle that says Ewens, but he's from Ohio.
Well, that's a whole another breed.
Yeah.
Cornfields.
Gray.
Yeah. Gray. So, but the Southeast Mini Nats was a blast.
Oh,
record crowd.
Max capacity crowd.
Yeah,
max
they capacity. Had to turn people away.
I tell you what they weren't turning away is the fire trucks.
No.
That was crazy. That was
Man,
crazy.
Man, that's...
I mean, burning down the house. They brought a whole new meaning to the word.
We've been going, what, 5 years?
Yeah.
5 years, never seen a truck burn down.
Never. Never seen Not a wreck, once. Never seen a truck Man. Burn down. This time we saw 2.5
you made it,
within an
you made
hour
up for
and a
half. This year.
Yeah, oh yeah, we made up for it.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that was crazy. They actually had one catch on fire leaving the show.
Yeah, in the fairgrounds.
In the fairgrounds. Mm-hmm. And then they had another one that caught on fire. And I mean, like this one, we watched it, but you can probably see the video of it on Hot Rods and Happy Hour on Facebook. This thing burnt to the ground.
We could feel the heat off of that one.
That's how close we are to get the news to you on the Hot Rods and Happy Hour page.
Yeah, actually,
1320 has nothing on us.
I think it was Richard that sent me the video. He's, the truck's on fire. I'm like, yeah, that truck's on fire, all right.
I'm telling you.
Hey, I just want to say something, man, though. One main reason why I love mini trucking so much, the guy that, I think he got out and was dragging and caught on fire and just so happened pulled into the fairgrounds. But his name's Sean Tilton from Florida. Another club set up a GoFundMe to help him rebuild his truck. The dude found out about it. And, you know, when you get a GoFundMe started, man, people start giving you slack and all of that crap. Man.
You got a lot of bashing on that.
Yeah, you got a lot of bashing. But my man stood up and said, look, my truck's going to get rebuilt. I'm going to do it on my own dime. Thank y'all for setting up that GoFundMe. But I'm going to take that money. And any dollar that y'all donate, I'm going to turn it over to an epilepsy charity.
That's good.
Top-notch dude, man.
That's straight up.
I never met the dude once. Cool. Not one time in my life, man, but I got mad respect for that dude.
I do, too. That's straight up. That's a good thing.
Yeah, and I seen one of his friends from Florida post something on that same page where, you know, they were talking about him and something about how they put... I guess he worded it in a way because they were bashing him and how he went on to say, you know, don't bash people that are in a car club or a single person for trying to just because he didn't have the best insurance or he didn't do this or that or another thing. It's just a brother that was in need.
Well, this is the thing. No matter what you do, there's always going to be somebody talking trash.
Yeah, oh, regardless. Yeah.
Especially when a GoFundMe pops up, people will always have something to say.
Mm-hmm.
Never fails. But I will give it to Sean, too, on another note. That night, after his truck burned down, about an hour and a half later, we look up. We're all standing on the side of the road, hollering, whooping, having a good old time, watching the sparks dragging.
Whooping.
You got to whoop in the mini nats. But we're watching him.
I got a lot of whoopings when I was a kid.
We're watching these trucks pass, and there goes Sean. In a hauler with his burnt truck on the back of it, dragging down through the strip. That was one of the best things ever, and that's a mini trucker for
a
you.
A little
right
fire
there.
Is not going to put out a mini trucker.
Exactly.
He definitely took it all in stride. He had a great attitude about mm-hmm. everything.
Well, and that's the name of the game because I mean these shows are meant to be fun.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they took you know a negative and turned it into a positive.
Yeah, I mean that dude.
And from the looks of the fire, it might have been somebody done that to his battery. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying.
I would have been crying.
Sometimes you catch on fire, you know?
I'm telling you.
But, I mean, his fuel cell cracked. I mean, he had a fuel cell. He'd done everything right. But his fuel cell cracked and dumped fuel on top of fire.
Fire.
On fire.
That's bad.
That's bad. Very bad.
It is bad. I mean, and that's, it's part of it. I mean, in every realm of hot rodding or motorsports or whatever. I mean, that's...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Fire is the enemy of every car guy.
Exactly.
Probably the number one enemy.
Number one, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I tell you what's the number one enemy of anybody on a radio show.
Commercials.
Every time. I mean, we get going good talking about fires and mini trucks, and we got to stop.
Hey, we got 2 hours.
That's why, well, we got about an hour and 50 minutes.
Well.
Right now. All right, guys, stay tuned. We're talking all about mini trucks this week on Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts, of course, in the studio. As always, we have our Hot Rod and Happy couple, Smitty and Breezy.
Hey, hey, hey.
What up, what up?
And then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hour's financial analyst slash numbers guru, Richard Hoskins.
What's popping out west in Jackass Flats, Nevada?
And you know what's crazy? Yes. Somebody actually sent me a link to that town. And they're selling land for like $3,000 an acre.
Dang. Where is that in relation to like Vegas?
I don't know. I mean, it's a big area.
You haven't looked into this?
Yeah, over yonder.
You hang a left.
Hang a left outside of Vegas?
Yeah, that's right there on the right.
Turn before you get out.
If you see California, you went too far.
Right before you get to Nowhere's Land, it's out right out there.
That it's got to be with it. With a name like that, I would say it's probably out in the boonies. I'm just going to throw that out there. If we have any listeners in Jackass Flats, Nevada, please chime into the Hot Rods and Happy Hour page because on Facebook, because we'd love to hear from you.
Absolutely. I buy some of that land.
I think they're still on AM waves.
They've got FM radio everywhere. FM has made it around the world, I think.
But they don't in Pakistan.
I bet they do in India.
Really? You mistake Indiana for India one time, and you never live it down. Ever. Ever.
Virtually the same thing.
Pretty much. I mean, come on. Throw a few elephants in it, boom. You're there.
The zoo.
Boom. All right.
I'll go anywhere with a few elephants.
I'm telling you. So, we're talking about mini trucks. And this is something that I've been saying for a while now because I'm that trend guy.
Yeah.
Like I'm that guy that's into the trends and seeing how things are going. And maybe because I say these things because I usually buy these things, so I tell myself this to make me feel better about it. But it is true that it's getting popular, hence they had a packed out house this time.
750.
Mm-hmm. 750. But this is the thing about the mini trucks. What is cool is in a sea of brand new Dodge Challengers and Mustangs and Chargers and any other mass-produced vehicle that's brand new that you take to car shows with stickers on it.
LED lights.
For that horsepower,
And LED lights. And new Camaros. I'll just go ahead and fend them all in one swipe. But, I mean, they're great cars. And those are cool, too. The mini trucks are almost like a breath of fresh air. And you probably do not hear that much around mini truckers. But they really is. Because these guys are artistic with it. Yeah. Like, they do different stuff. I mean, they're not just all slam-down lower trucks. Yeah, that's kind of the moral of the story. But, I mean, you know, different systems and static drops and
they're
air
all
suspension,
unique.
Hydraulic. And then, like, you have, the paint stuff. You got patina to metal flake show paint jobs that are absolutely gorgeous.
The themes of these trucks didn't come out of a catalog.
No. This is not, you didn't point and click this and order it.
Exactly.
It didn't come off the Amazon.
People put their heart and soul into these builds.
Well, they're you know, kind of like, this is their canvas, you know what I'm saying? This is their art. How some artists paint on canvas. These guys paint on mini trucks.
Mm-hmm. And what's cool about them is they all have a history. Like you take our Ranger, for example, that we had, the one that got wrecked. We know exactly who's had it, where it's been, who's got this, who's done what to it. And it's full circle. I mean, it can be in Texas, and they'll be like, oh, that was Josh Smith's truck. That was this. That was this.
That's,
you know?
That's mini truckers right there.
Mm-hmm.
They cackle like hens.
It's a tight-knit group, you know?
It is a tight-knit group, and everybody knows everybody. I'm telling you. I mean, it is. But I'll tell you something else I like about it, because it's still, you know, in a world where everything is getting more expensive every day. It's really cool to know that there is a hobby. You can get into the car show world, 6-7 G's, you're in the game.
Yeah, relatively cheap.
And compared to going out and buying a $50,000 Dodge Challenger and putting $500 worth of decals on it, I mean, and another $500 worth of LED lights.
How much does Hydro Dip cost?
Really, Professor? You know how much Hydro Dip costs?
No, I don't. I do not. I've never had anything harder just mad because in my life.
You're just mad because they ain't hydrogen no Murata parts for you yet. That's it.
Ask Corey Wheeler. I bet you he can.
Oh, I guarantee you he knows. You think he's a traveling outdoor salesman for those guys.
Let me put you in touch with my girl, Trish.
She'll hook you up. I wonder if he walks into the hydrodip shop. He goes, I dip, you dip, we dip. But, you know, he's digging Freak Nasty without a shovel. Just saying.
We've been in the Truck Nationals too long.
Yeah, it was an old 90s weekend, and you know we do the music at these events, and you know and the show and the guys putting on the show. Jason comes up to me, he says, "Man, I want to do all 90s," and I'm like, "I love it. I'm a child of the 90s. Yeah. I grew up in this."
I was excited
till about the third day of it. No, Jagged Little Pill.
We decided to switch it up a little bit.
If I keep listening to 90s music, I'm going to be taking a pill. You know what I mean? For my nerves.
Dude, it's hard to find edited 90s music, man.
I'll tell you something.
Even if
90s,
it says it's edited.
They weren't scared to say bad words.
No, they were not. They were not scared to say that they didn't say bad words. Some of the edited stuff that we listened to was the worst. Somehow they made it worse.
But, you know, but it was a lot of fun. It was something different. And next year we learned that there's certain songs that you just don't play in public.
Anything that says remix.
Yeah. But you know what? This is the thing that's hilarious about all this 90s music and stuff like that, though, is you see the people getting into this. They're bobbing their heads.
Yeah.
And they're dancing, even though they can't dance.
And they were still playing it when they were leaving the show, too. In each truck, you could hear, like, Sir Mix-a-Lot and all kinds of stuff.
Oh, that's not fair. Ted Nugent could dance. Ted Nugent had the purple, was it a Toyota, I think, with the Comet lights on it?
Oh, you're talking about Mini Truck and Movement booth guy.
Yes.
He could dance.
Ted Nugent.
64 Comet tail lights.
Yes, that's right.
What he looked like.
He did look a little Ted Nugent-ish.
Yeah, he was wearing a cowboy hat, for God's sake.
Well, he's got to be okay. That's legit.
He drives a purple mini truck and wears a cowboy hat. But, he's good people.
But now, okay. Now, so. But that's the thing. 90s music. You know what I'm saying? It brings people in. So you got that 90s vibe. Now, and this is the thing. And a lot of y'all didn't know this.
Uh-oh.
And I don't think a lot of our listeners know this. But a certain Hot Rods and Happy Hour cast member. That means somebody in the studio has been on the cover of Mini Trucking Magazine.
Well, that could really only be one, I believe. Patrick, of course.
You cannot say that you was on the Mini Trucking Magazine.
Wait, it's you?
Just because of the Nopi guy from the 90s with the hair.
No, it's not the Nopi. You know what? No, and we're going to get into that. I'm going to make you wait. I'm building a climax. Guys, stay tuned. We got a lot more Hot Rods and Happy Hour coming your way.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts, your automotive / mini truck in the day, host with the most.
Hey. Easy. You stick with the hot rod, and I'll stick with the mini truck.
Oh, my God. All right. We have Hot Rods and Happy Hours, happy couple, mini trucking and matrimony and stuff. Smitty and Breezy.
Hey, guys.
What up, y'all?
Hey, guys. Feeling kind of cute. I don't know.
Might do a radio show later. I don't know.
All right. And of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours financial analyst / numbers guru, Richard Hoskins.
I can't follow that. What is going on to our homies up in Cherokee, North Carolina?
I don't think you call Indians homies.
I don't want to continue this line of conversation.
I've never pissed a whole tribe off.
I feel like there's no winning here, so I'm just going to keep talking about something else.
Yeah, just keep going. And of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours legal counsel / all around cool car guy, Kobe Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
But now, before we came to break, I was telling you that somebody at this table.
Yeah.
Has been in Mini Trucking, been on the cover of Mini Trucking Magazine. And this is the thing that's crazy. It's Kobe.
I'm going to need to see proof of this.
You're Mr. Mini Trucker, but you ain't been on mini trucking.
I'm going to need to see proof of this.
He is. Now, see, now this is the thing about Kobe. Kobe got a couple years on us, but Kobe was rocking a mini truck when it was cool the first time around.
Yes, sir. I was.
But it was. He was. But I'm saying, like, you know what I mean? Like, everybody talks about, oh, he's an OG or he's old school. This is Kobe. Kobe was like, Kobe goes to me and asks me, like, yeah, dude, I was doing that 35 years ago. You know what I'm saying?
Dang, I ain't quite that old now.
It was like, a long time ago.
It was a long time ago.
It was 30 years ago.
What year was it?
Late 80s, early 90s. It was actually, I want to say the cover. I got the magazine in the house. I showed it to Rob. I think it's 91, I was thinking, when it was on the mini.
Yeah, I was 9.
Because I went out to, out to Texas Heat Wave. Took it all the way out to Texas Heat Wave.
That's mini trucking right there.
Yes, sir.
And now your mini truck wasn't a 4-cylinder powered mini truck.
No, it had a 455 in the bed of it.
In the bed of it. And now you tell me it was so light in the front, you had to put weights up front.
Yeah, we actually put dumbbells in the front and then actually made a box and covered it up with carpet.
That's a mini trucker right there.
Yeah.
He said, well, the dumbbells were zip tied together.
I think they were wired or something. I cannot remember that far back. But yeah, we did.
You probably don't want to remember that. No. You know, those are fabricating things. You're like, yeah, I don't claim that one.
And when it was on, right before we went out to Texas Heat Wave, we did the convertible conversion on it.
So you cut the top off of it.
Yeah. And it did not leak or nothing. It was a pretty nice little kit we bought.
Well, you know, remember what was the company that had the rat? Remember?
Yep, that was them.
I'm trying to remember the name. You know what I'm talking about?
I know exactly who you're talking
about.
You
know what I mean? The rat had the sunglasses. Yeah. You know, it was like Chuck E. Cheese with an attitude. Yeah.
This is the crazy thing. On that cover, and I know I showed it to you, on the corner top cover actually has that rat on mini truck, and it's actually on that cover.
Yeah, it is. And I remember it. There's three trucks on there, and yours is kind of up at the top.
Yep.
And Kobe's, and he had hair.
I had hair then.
He had hair then, too. Mini trucks and hair.
Aye.
That might be why your hair's so long, Josh.
That might be.
Smitty, that's how Smitty hair is long. That's the secret, guys. You don't need Rogaine. You need a mini truck.
That's it. When I got rid of mini truck, I lost all my hair.
I'm telling you. See?
It's a stress reliever, man.
Baldness is... Your hair just rolls down. You have that long, flowing hair.
Yeah, baldness is associated with stress and... I mean, you can't be stressed in a mini truck. Well, you can.
I think the guy that had one on fire, he was stressed.
But he was out of the mini truck. He was not in it. So
watching that is stressful.
He was probably pretty stressed when he was in it, too, when he realized
before
it was
he
on
heard
fire.
That first person say, hey, fire, fire, he was happy.
But
that man was happy.
So, all right. So back then, the scene was huge with mini trucks.
It was huge, huge.
And now you're going to shows in Texas.
Yeah.
So mini trucks were a big thing. And now... I was in 91, 92, I was 13. And this is when I started getting the car show scene. And I remember there used to be a trucking club here in Greenville that would come to all the car shows. And, like, you know, I kind of grew up in the street rod stuff. But they were kind of like, because the trucks were pretty new then. They weren't that old. You know what I'm saying? So they were like the challengers and the Camaros and the Chargers of the day.
Just with more fabrication, probably.
They did. But you know, I mean, like, you know, static drop Mitsubishis. And, like, they did things like they didn't have money to, like, make modifications, and vinyl plotters weren't a thing, so they couldn't make stickers. But they had, like they would cut their steering wheels. Like, they would take a round steering wheel and take a hacksaw and cut it at the top and cut it at the bottom. So, like, you did two pie cuts on it. And then they would take those little rubber stoppers that go on the bottom of a chair and put over the ends.
I remember that.
One thing I remember until I die, my older brother's girlfriend, about the same time, I was probably about 13, lived in Easley. And I remember going down 123, taking a right, and the train tracks are right there. And when you cross the train tracks, there was a sign that said, no lowboy trucks.
I've been stuck on that track so many times in a lowboy truck. To the point where I thought I was going to die.
You didn't listen.
No, not at all.
But you know what I'm saying? That was the thing. And there's something else I remember about the mini truckers back then. And I remember it because everybody hated when they did it. They didn't have air suspension. They were all static drops.
All static.
And there was a couple of really nice ones. Like, there was an S10 that rode around that was gorgeous. It was painted up wild and all that stuff. But, and they're like a square body S10. It's way before the round body stuff. But the thing that was crazy was, is like, they, you know, they didn't make a lot of underhood dress-up stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So they just tire glossed everything.
Everything.
But they didn't use regular tire gloss. They would use that just straight spray silicone.
Yeah.
And I remember, like, you'd be at a car show and you'd be wiping your car down, and God forbid if a mini truck was parked beside you, the fog that was coming away and the residue, your car was like, just slimy.
I used to have a buddy of mine that he used to go to all the shows with us. He had a Toyota, and his thing was he would always use WD-40.
Oof.
He would spray every single thing on that truck other than the paint with WD-40.
Well, and that was the thing. Like, these guys, I mean, they were, and I'm like, I'll never forget, my dad walked up to him one time. I'm like, what you got there, champ? And it's just straight up spray silicone. This isn't tire gloss. This is before they had tire gloss in aerosol cans. This was straight up spray silicone. Like, literally, he had to scrape his tires with a razor blade about once every 6 months, strip them, and do it again.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they were cracking.
Yeah.
And this guy,
oh, yeah.
And just the overspray. Mm-hmm. Everybody, nobody wanted to park beside these guys. Nobody did.
But and back in the day,
it was a big scene.
It was.
And I tell you another thing that was really cool. The guy that had the really nice S10 truck, and it was like fuchsia and pinks and lilac purple, and like had a little bit of aqua on it. And it was a really sharp truck, had inky wheels on it.
Mm-hmm.
He got a ticket in Williamson, South Carolina, and for listeners outside of the list of the South Carolina area, Williamson, South Carolina is a very small town, still a very small town. I'll never forget. That guy actually got wrote a ticket that day at the car show because his headlights were too low to the ground.
Really?
I think it had to be like a minimum of 13 inches off the ground your headlight did, and his headlights were too low. He got written a ticket for that.
I've been pulled over in more mini trucks, like riding with, back then I was dating guys, but, you know, just, they will pull you over for anything.
So you just got a thing. You got a thing for mini truckers.
I've
in general?
Always had a thing for mini truckers.
Can you blame her?
At a mini truck, and what was the oddest ticket you ever got a ticket for?
Being a mini trucker.
Being stuck on a railroad track.
No, me. I had another truck that had a dancing bed on it, and the little boulevard we used to cruise all the time. I had it tilted to the left side. Or, you know, right side. I can't remember which one. But I just had it tilted, and we were going down the strip, and cops pulled us over. I got a ticket for uneven taillights.
Uneven?
Yeah.
And it's actually,
that's messed up.
It's actually a statue in
the book. They're looking for something at that point. We're going to write him. Who the hell knows about uneven taillights?
I didn't, because I...
The man that wrote the damn law forgot about that one. It's dumb.
I actually asked the cop, I said, are you sure that's a law? And he literally had his book with a little piece of paper in there. And
he had that one bookmarked. He's going
to
use it.
He was waiting on me to go by. And then
that one's up there with, like, you can't marry a horse.
What kind of world do we live in where you can't marry a horse?
I mean, come on.
But it was uneven taillights.
But you know what, though? You know, and we make fun of that stuff now. But those guys had heart. Like, they did. They came to every show.
Every show.
Everyone.
And, I mean, they were dedicated, and they were cheering each other on, and they still do it today, the mini truckers.
Yeah.
That's
the
one thing I love about mini trucking shows. These guys, they may not have paint or fire safety down, but they've got heart.
Yeah, I really wanted to go up there to Mini Nats, and I will go next year.
You're doing...
It just happened our show fell in with that show.
Oh, and next year's going to be fun, too.
Yep.
All right, guys, stay tuned. We got more Hot Rods and Happy Hour. We're talking all about mini trucks right here.
On 106.3 WORD.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts in the studio. As always, we have our Hot Rod and Happy couple, Smitty and Breezy.
What's going on, y'all?
What up, y'all?
And, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hour's financial analyst / numbers guru, Richard Hoskins.
What's going on to our partners in my hometown, Detroit, Michigan?
See, I always knew he was a little gangster. Did you grow up with Slim Shady?
I grew up here. We moved down here when I was like 2.
Oh. So you like went to the same daycare that Eminem
did?
Yeah,
yeah. We were homies from way back.
Yeah. You know, 8 Mile.
I'm that baby on the corner in a diaper.
Richard had a cameo in that movie.
You trying to get a Lucy?
And then we got Hot Rods and Happy Hours, legal counsel slash all-around cool car guy, Kobe Miller.
I don't even know what to say about all that.
You know what? Sometimes, Kobe, you just got to let it go. You know what I mean?
You just
let it be what it'll be, you know? You know what? We're talking about mini trucking. Like, I wonder how that started. Like what brought that on?
Because everybody in their right mind knows anything looks good fully lowered. Not half lowered in the back or lifted in the front. Or
no, that's bad.
Everybody in their right mind knows everything looks good slammed to the ground.
It's like yoga pants on a girl.
That is two good points.
I mean, they do serve valid points. But what brought this on? Like, you know, like the first, like, I want to know the first mini trucker. Like, they cut their springs off?
I don't know the first mini trucker, but I know, like, when I was just getting into driving and getting into mini trucking, I was 17, I think, late 16, 17. And my first one was actually a Mighty Max. And then I got the Isuzu and started working on it as I had the Mighty Max. But it was kind of one of them things. There used to be a little club in out two towns over from us where they used to always cruise. And it was the Ground Pounders is what the club name was called. There was probably 20 of them. And I don't know, when you went there, it just was cool, and that's you had to have one. I don't know.
So, hey, let's take a truck that's totally useful, and let's make it useless.
Because
all the kids are doing it now.
Yeah, but what was so cool, like, even then when I was just a kid, and most of them were older than I was, but if you wanted to get in it, you know, you just pull in a parking lot with them, you start talking to them. Next thing you know, they're inviting you over to their shops, they're chopping on your stuff.
You weren't doing drugs, were you?
No.
Okay.
But
you wasn't mini trucking then.
I mean, no. But they would invite you over, and really my truck, my 90 Max, when I first got into it, it wasn't really even a lowrider yet. I got to talking to them, and next you know, it's at their house. I'm rolling up to my house in a lowrider. My dad's like, "What in the world did you do, son?
I ruined my truck."
I mean, they did.
In a matter
of about 2 hours, they had it laying on the ground.
He got confused because it's not a lowrider. It's a mini truck.
Well, mini truck.
You know what I'm saying. This is the thing that I think is funny about that, and you kind of hit on it a little bit, is the things you do when you're a kid. You know, like the dumb things you've done. Like, everybody's like that little baby that ate dish detergent. Not like it was a challenge on Facebook. Like, you're a kid and you ate dish detergent or something.
Because it was blue.
Yeah. Yeah, because everybody knows the best things taste blue. The best tasting things are blue. The bubbles still kind of mess me up a little bit. And it always brings me up to this, and it's so funny because I know Smitty's got one, and I'm pretty sure everybody has one. Everybody has a friend named Chip.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody's friend named Chip either A, gets you in trouble, or B, is like your partner in crime getting you in trouble.
See, I got a best friend named Chip, and that's exactly what he does.
But everybody, you know what I'm saying? Like, my Chip's big for nothing Chip. Like,
well, mine is too.
He used to be a bodybuilder, now he's just fat. But
mine never was a bodybuilder.
Yeah, he's a bodybuilder, and now he's just like hamburger meat with eyeballs. But you know, it's like, but I'll never forget. I was working at the Winn-Dixie, which is a grocery store, which makes me feel really old when I have to describe that.
Yeah,
but it was a grocery store, and I was a bag boy. Well, my big buddy Chip. You know, Chip's a big guy. He had a Tar Heel Blue, like, 92 S10. It was a clean, little, light blue truck. It was a base model, had the black grille, black bumpers. You know, it was a really super clean truck. I'll never forget, we wired up, and we put some subs in it.
Mm-hmm.
So you had to slide the seat all the way up
to
put this speaker box in so you could make everything vibrate that's on this S10 truck.
Yep.
But we thought it was the coolest thing ever.
How did Chip drive that?
Very carefully. And it was a 5-speed.
Yeah, I like this thing's getting worse and worse.
So we're joking around, and you know how you make it better? Do you know how, like, a custom install we did? We put a purple neon on top of it.
Oh, yeah. Everybody had a neon in their car.
So when you put the seat back, you can't see it. But it's there. And we know it's there. And it sounds better when the neon's on.
Of course.
So, because everybody knows, neon light helps sound waves. All right. So we decided we're going to lower it. Well, we can buy lowering springs for the front of it.
Yeah.
And you put blocks over the back. Well, we're bag boys. We're making $4 an hour.
Yeah.
Them Beltec lowering springs, that's $100.
Yeah.
And toxic drop shocks. Yep. I remember those. They're the white ones that had the skull on them.
Yeah.
Yep. And like, you know, $100 worth of shocks, $100 worth of springs. That's stupid. I'll never forget that I had another big buddy of mine, Travis, who said, hey, all you got to do is if you got a bandsaw, you can just cut the springs.
Mm-hmm. And that's a great ride right there.
And I said, well, how does that work? He said, well, for about every coil, he said, you're going to take about an inch out of it. Well, I didn't have a measuring tape, so I kind of guesstimated what I wanted to do to lower it. So we pulled the, I actually got two stories about this. So we pulled the springs out of it, and that was a bit of a disaster in itself. And why we still have all our teeth, I don't know. I mean, spring just goes hopping out everywhere. So we finally retrieved the spring out of the tree, and we take the bandsaw as Chip is sitting on it in the driveway holding it. Oh my God. So here I am running a bandsaw. Keep in mind, the very first time in my life I've ever touched a bandsaw, and I have it within about an inch and a half of his crotch. Tink. I cut about four coils out of it.
How did I know you was going to say that?
Well, this was my thing, because he said you could cut like one coil out, then pull it back out. That's just too much BS. We want it low. So I don't ever forget, we put the spring back in, and believe it or not, going back together wasn't that bad. Like, I thought we had to, like, take a jack and, like, load the lower A-arm and all that. We didn't have to do anything. Literally, just set the spring in there. It's like, you know? And like,
yeah.
And we're like, yeah, man. So we start sticking together. And we put the spindle. We got back together. Hooked everything together. Got everything done. Hooked tie rod ends up, whatnot. Got it together. I'll never forget. Like, we were so excited to let it off the jack. So we jack it up. We pull the jack stands out. And I'm letting it down. And Chip's over there. He's just a smiling. And I'm smiling like a possum eating pumpkin seeds. You know, I'm just like, yeah. You know, and slowly, 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 slowly let it down, let it down, let it down, let it down. The jack's all the way down, and the truck's still off the ground. Okay, that's not good. I can't get the jack out. Well, I'm smarter than that. So I decided to get cinder blocks.
Oh, Lord.
Well, they weren't like big cinder blocks. They were like the thin, skinny ones. And we put them under it, and we lowered it down. And, I mean, this thing was on the ground. I mean, it looked mean.
Yeah.
It came out, had a little 14-inch steel wheels on it. And you know what? I'm going to have to stop right there because Patrick is swatting at flies, or we got to take a commercial break. I'm pretty sure it's a commercial break. Guys, stay tuned. We got the exciting conclusion of my dumb story and my big buddy Chip coming up right here on Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.